The U.S. pledged $150 million to help Pakistanis devastated by this summer's flood.
But Special Representative Richard Holbrooke says don't confuse that money with the billions the U.S. normally sends to Pakistan.
Pakistan is uniquely important to our own interests. That's not why we're here today, however. We're here for a relief effort of, as everyone has said, epic proportion.
But what if we didn't make such a big distinction between flood relief and normal aid to Pakistan?
Flood relief could be a model for our future relationship with Pakistan.
Maybe the billions that we've pledged will only mean something if the Pakistanis see us spending it there.
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Thursday, September 16th. I mean, we always learn from how we deal with crises, right? I mean, you're supposed to at least, right?
Well, flood relief could have some unforeseen benefits in the U.S.-Pakistani relationship. We'll talk about that in a moment. But let's get a check of the morning's top news right off the bat. If you're drinking your morning coffee, are you behind on your bills, folks? Here's a milestone. More homes were foreclosed on last month than in any month since the start of the housing crisis.
Foreclosure activity increased by 4% in the month of August, with almost 339,000 U.S. households receiving a foreclosure notice during the month.
A huge number. That's RealtyTrack's Rick Sharga, who says it's a 25% increase from just a year ago. There's a 10% unemployment rate. Couple those numbers and you get a hostile political atmosphere of what to do about the lagging economy. Go to Washington now. The latest fight is whether the Bush-era tax cuts for the rich should be extended. President Obama says doing so defies common sense.
They want to hold these middle class tax cuts hostage until they get an additional tax cut for the wealthiest 2% of Americans.
But 30 congressional Democrats want to keep the tax cuts in place. House Minority Leader John Boehner is crowing.
I want to extend all of the current tax rates. And that's what the American people want.
While that battle heats up, a bill designed to open up credit to small businesses and award them for hiring new workers is on track to pass the Senate today.
The Tea Party is getting involved in Washington's political infighting. Speaking on Fox News last night, Sarah Palin had this to say about Karl Rove, who dismissed the ability of Tea Party candidates to do well in November.
I have nothing against Karl Rove personally. You know, he's the expert. But, Bill, some of these folks, they are saying that people like Christine O'Donnell and others, Tea Party Americans, can't win because they don't want them to win.
Earlier, we spoke to Kevin Street, the leader of Delaware's Diamond State Tea Party. He told us the reason his party is doing well is because people don't want part-time conservatives.
They're looking for somebody who is going to be conservative 100% of the time and not just some of the time.
In the Gulf of Mexico, officials say a relief well should be completed sometime today, with BP's blown-out well being finally sealed by Sunday.
Finally. And a government report out today says the deepwater drilling moratorium in the Gulf has not increased unemployment in the region. It was imposed by the federal government after the BP oil spill might have temporarily cost 8,000 to 12,000 jobs. That was the estimate, but the report found no net job loss in the region, due in part to the big hiring push for cleanup crews. Latest round of Mideast peace talks have ended with no agreement on Israeli settlements. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in the West Bank this morning for one-on-one meetings with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas.
And felicidades, Mexico.
Viva Mexico! Viva Mexico!
That is what is known as El Grito in Mexico. That is President Felipe Calderón delivering El Grito to celebrate the country's 200th birthday across the capital.
Oh, for ghetto. Everything bad that's going on in Mexico.
They're allowed to celebrate their 200th birthday.
They absolutely are. Yes, indeed.
Hundreds of thousands of people flood the streets, blowing horns, dancing alongside a parade. But, of course, drugs violence is heaviest in the cities. Festivities were more subdued there. El Grito was canceled in Ciudad Juarez for the first time in its history. Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 10,572. The S&P at 1,125. The NASDAQ at 2301. Well, we're going to look at to the border between Mexico and America. Flashpoint, not just for the immigration debate, but a talk about fencing. We'll talk with the filmmaker behind a new documentary.
And a flood that may have changed the U.S.-Pakistani relationship coming up.